This Israel Report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.
The Israel Report for the latest news and insights with Anthony Reich.
Anthony Reich, Boker Tov, Shavua Tov. Hope you're well.
Boker Tov, Shavua Tov. Yes, a busy weekend as always. And a lot of focus on the earthquake in Venezuela, which is really a major disaster. Apparently still something like 50,000 people unaccounted for. So even though the numbers that are officially reported as being killed up until this point are relatively, I say relatively low for an earthquake of that size. And let's not forget they had two earthquakes, one after the other, 7.3, I think, and then 7.5. But the 7.5 is like orders of magnitude greater than 7.3. It's not like, oh, it's just 0.2 difference on the Richter scale. Apparently, those 0.2 make a massive difference. And of course, Israel always stands by ready to assist in events like this. Any official Israeli help, not possible, because Israel and Venezuela don't have official diplomatic ties. Venezuela broke off ties with Israel back in, I think, 2008. And so currently no official diplomatic relations between Israel and Venezuela. And yet Israel's found a way somehow to get humanitarian organizations together. And there are Israeli teams already on the ground in Venezuela helping to try to search for those who are still under the rubble. But of course, unfortunately, Israel might have sent their official search and rescue team, as they managed to do in so many different parts of the world, not on this occasion due to the diplomatic issues. And yet, in spite of that, a team on the ground helping out. So we understand that some members of the Jewish community in Venezuela are also reported to have been killed. I think there's something like 5,000 Jews in Caracas, in the capital of Venezuela. Some of them have been quite severely impacted by the earthquake, including some of them having been killed. And of course, the other news this week is the Maccabi Games that's due to begin. We haven't spoken at all about that, but we will certainly be following the Maccabia. I think it's a great event. I think it's great that we're able to hold it even under the current circumstances. And it's always something that Israelis very much enjoy, aside from the Israeli teams participating in the various sports. It's always a lot of fun to have the ingathering of the exiles, literally, even those people who don't live in Israel and want to participate, want to visit, want to play sport, want to compete, and want to just join, which I think there's more that unites people in the Maccabi Games than divides them in terms of the sport competitiveness and the competition. Because obviously, when you go to an event like the Olympic Games, for example, there is that competition, that competitive element that people are kind of competing. And I think that's true in the Maccabi Games too. And yet there's that one overriding, binding, a unifying element, which is that we're all Jewish. And even though we want to compete against one another and we come from different parts of the world, we all have a common thread, a common matter, a common issue that binds us all together. And that when it comes to Friday night and we want to sit down together and we put the sport aside and we want to celebrate Shabbat and we want to celebrate our Jewish heritage, there is a huge amount that really combines and unifies us.
Absolutely. Israel and Lebanon have signed a peace agreement. Well, that was late last week. How significant is this agreement?
I think it's massively significant, even though the Lebanese government still doesn't have proper sovereignty over Lebanon in order to make this agreement the type of agreement that we would like it to be. But when you read the very first sentence of this trilateral framework that it's called, trilateral because, of course, the United States is also a signatory in addition to Israel and Lebanon, the first sentence, I think, says everything for me. And I'm going to read it so that listeners know what that first sentence says. It says, Israel and Lebanon affirm the right of each state to exist in peace and their mutual desire to live in security as neighboring sovereign states. Massive. That's really, I mean, when one thinks that we haven't had diplomatic relations or any sort of relations with Lebanon since the founding of the State of Israel in 1948, and you read that one sentence, you understand the real significance that someone like Nawaf Salam, who is the Prime Minister of Lebanon and who was formerly the President of the International Court of Justice when that horrible trial was being waged against Israel, that same person is signing that sentence, which says Israel and Lebanon have the right to live in security as neighboring sovereign states. And I think that sentence, aside from the other 13 terms, the clauses that are in this agreement, I think is massively significant. And the significance of it was evident for us all to see when the Hezbollah supporters in Lebanon literally went on the rampage, because for them, this is a huge threat. This is a threat which really undermines everything that they are fighting for to destroy the State of Israel. And here they have, right within their own territory, right within the area that they believe they had certain control, certain influence over, signing an agreement with Israel, saying that we recognize the right. It goes a lot further because it talks about security zones and it talks about actions of the IDF and what the IDF will and will not do. And it talks about the Lebanese army and what their role will be. So a lot of it is about the security in southern Lebanon and somehow easing Israel out of southern Lebanon, but in a way that will not risk Lebanon's safety and will not revert that area that has been cleared of Hezbollah back to Hezbollah. And so this is really as much about a joint fight against Hezbollah as it is about a coming together of two sovereign nations, recognizing each one's right to exist and wanting to live in peace with each other. I think that this is a huge moment in Israel's history, a huge moment in the relationship that we have with Lebanon, with the Lebanese government. I think it's a huge blow to Iran. I think that Prime Minister Netanyahu is loving it because this is a real boost for his election campaign. And he has really tried to capitalize on that over the weekend with a number of press statements and interviews and public appearances, promoting how important this is. I really think it is massively important. You know, as I say, what we saw, the reaction that we saw in Lebanon with a real spike in the opposition between the warring factions. I mean, this has really brought right to front and center the differences between the two warring groups in Lebanon, Hezbollah, who are not there to try to promote Lebanese sovereignty and to promote the best interests of the Lebanese people, but who are there to try to destroy Israel from the northern border. And those who want to live in Lebanon in peace and who want to enjoy sovereignty and who want to enjoy a good life. And all of that means good relations with the neighbor to the south, which is Israel, who has no desire. I mean, Israel makes the statement in a number of the clauses that it has no desire to have any territorial control in Lebanon. And the IDF deployment is there only to bring security and safety. Those statements Israel has made out loud, we have absolutely no desire and no claim to Lebanese territory. This is all about trying to secure our northern border to bring safety for us and for those people who want to live in peace. I think that this is a huge moment, and it's been downplayed somewhat, I think, in the press because of the fact that we all know that the Lebanese government doesn't have full sovereignty over Lebanon because of Hezbollah and because of Iran, which is really pushing very, very hard to try to promote Hezbollah. But the moment has been seized, and I think it's a massive moment.
Absolutely right. The IDF has blown up a significant tunnel system in southern Lebanon, and I saw a lot of warnings around that last night. I'm assuming that's when it happened.
Yeah, there was a warning that was issued to residents in northern Israel that this might trigger an earthquake alert. Wow. Such was the significance of the tunnel and the explosives that were used in order to destroy the tunnel. Now, I mean, let's just try and put it into some perspective. This is a tunnel network that apparently runs, or ran, 200 meters in length, reached a depth of 25 meters below ground. It contained hundreds of weapons and a heavily fortified infrastructure, including blast doors and including rooms that were used for munition storage and quarters for people to live there. And no fewer than four launch shafts, which means entrances or exits from the tunnel going up above ground. And all of those launch shafts were directed towards Israeli territory. Those were all places that terrorists intended to come out of the tunnel infrastructure and to launch attacks towards Israel. Such was the technical design of this tunnel system that was put in place in order to launch an attack against Israel. And this really epitomizes Hezbollah and who they are and what they are doing with their money and what they are doing with the land of Lebanon, not trying to promote the peace and security and the well-being and the future of generations in Lebanon, but rather to build tunnels underground near to the Israeli border in order to somehow carry out attacks against Israel. This really shows it really shines a spotlight on that peace agreement and shows exactly why Israel needs it. So this tunnel finally was destroyed in the area of the Lebanese village of Majdal Zun. And as we mentioned previously, the blast was so significant that it might even have caused earthquake alerts along that area. And this is a great credit to the IDF, who have been doing a great job of trying to clear out southern Lebanon and to clear out the threat that exists from southern Lebanon. And again, you know, you can't divorce this from that peace agreement that was signed on Thursday, because the two are indelibly linked. On the one hand, we're signing peace. On the other hand, we're destroying the threats. I think that that is as clear a message as we could send to anybody.
Yeah, there's absolutely no doubt. And then the U.S. and Iran are due to meet in Qatar tomorrow. Now, that's despite, in spite of the blows that were traded in the Strait of Hormuz. It was fascinating, absolutely fascinating to watch this playing out. Has there been any progress?
Well, it's interesting that the war in Iran has really now moved almost exclusively to the Straits of Hormuz, and that really indicates the US's interest in Iran. It seems to be less about the nuclear infrastructure, and it seems to be less about the ballistic missile launches that they have, and it really seems to be all about making sure that oil can travel safely through the Straits of Hormuz in order to somehow bring some economic stability, or to return some economic stability and to return the oil price to a more normal level. And we see that playing out very clearly before our eyes. Now, Oman apparently had facilitated some sort of a safe route that the U.S. Navy was using to guide ships that wanted to come in and out of the Straits of Hormuz. And the U.S. Navy was really doing a very close marshalling job of allowing those tankers in and out. One of the tankers was hit, or maybe more, I think, were hit by Iranian drones. And then the U.S. decided to retaliate and fired some missiles against Iranian infrastructure. There is speculation that the Iranians decided to attack as a kind of retaliation against the peace agreement that was signed between Israel and Lebanon. They didn't like that at all. This undermines everything that they're trying to do. They, of course, are the same as Hezbollah, trying to destroy Israel, and this is really working very much against that. So there was some speculation that this was Iran's way of retaliating against the United States, which was a signatory to that trilateral agreement, and of course facilitated the peace agreement that was signed in Washington. Anyway, there were blows traded backwards and forwards, including some Iranian attacks against some of the Gulf states. Bahrain, for example, was attacked by Iran, and it all kind of looked like things were heading in a bad direction in terms of whether the US and Iran would ultimately complete the 60-day progress that they're going through at the moment of trying to finalize the agreement. But in the end, they decided that they will meet tomorrow in Doha. So that meeting seems to be on. It seems as if, though, the attacks in the Straits of Hormuz between the two entities have been, a lid has been put on that for now, at least to calm that down. Of course, we will see how things progress, if at all, in Doha tomorrow. But just another indication of how sensitive and how important the Lebanon-Israel peace agreement really is.
That is where we leave it. Anthony Reich, thank you as always. We will catch Anthony tomorrow morning, 7:45 for the Israel Report.
That Israel Report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.